meeting order, please. Council members, microphones are live. Mr. Standish, roll call.
Mayor Hireman.
Here.
Vice Mayor Waters.
Here.
Councilmember Hornet.
Here.
Councilmember Pena.
Here.
Councilmember Rodman.
Here.
Councilmember Snyder.
Here.
Councilmember Solomon.
Here. Would everybody please rise for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, and good evening, everyone. I hope everyone had a great summer break. I know the council did for sure. With that, we'll move on to upcoming meeting announcements. Ms. Nowak.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of council. On the screen, you have a few upcoming meetings. Water Utility Commission will meet September 11th at 6 p.m. in the Hobie Conference Room. Conceptual Design Review Board, September 12th at 6 here in Chambers. A new meeting, it was just announced today via press release and in the Explorer. We're holding a public education open house next Wednesday night here in Chambers at 6 p.m. And this is in regard to Prop 454, the Naranja Park Bond. We do have a lot of information on the website, but we know some people like to come in person, talk to staff, ask some questions. So that will begin at 6 o'clock with an overview of the bond, what's included in the plan, followed by some information stations where residents can ask questions about what's in the plan, how that impacts them as taxpayers, and then what they need to know as voters. So that's an open invitation to the public. And then the next town council regular session is September 20th at 6 p.m. here in council chambers. And on the next slide, we would like to welcome our new town manager, Mary Jacobs. This is her first council meeting with us, so welcome.
With that, any council reports?
Mr. Mayor.
Councilmember Solomon.
As most people know, the Lehman Academy opened up in Oro Valley for this school year. It was kind of lightning speed from the time they broke ground and announced they were coming to Oro Valley. But what a lot of folks might not know, that we actually had our development town staff, the building inspectors, were working on the weekend before the opening along with the contractors, making sure that the school would be ready to open. So just kudos to our staff that worked over the weekend above and beyond the call of duty to help get that school open for that Monday.
Thank you. Any other council reports? There being none, we'll move to department reports. Ms. Jacobs, this is your first speaking engagement. Take a deep breath.
Take a deep breath.
Don't fumble your words. Right? All eyes are on you, but don't let that bother you.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
And we're taking notes.
First of all, thank you. It's such a pleasure to be here. And I've received an incredibly warm welcome by both the staff and, of course, the council and members of the community. So it really is my pleasure to be here. And the only item that I have is to introduce Mike Standish, our city clerk, who's going to introduce the artist and the lovely new art that is in the chambers for this next period of time. So, Mike.
Thank you. Mr. Mayor, members of council, tonight we are featuring new artwork on display in the council chambers and on the town's website by artist Robert Townsend. A native of Arizona, Mr. Townsend was born and raised in Tucson. His interest in photography was sparked at an early age by his father, who was an amateur photographer. After retiring from studio life, Robert has concentrated on landscape photography. Never tiring of his love of photography and nature, he hikes into locations before sunrise and waits for that magical moment when everything is perfect. Robert feels that light and depth are the key to his fine photographs. And I believe Mr. Townsend is in the audience.
I have reviewed the order of business and it will stand as posted. Call the audience. I do have three speakers. The first speaker, Ray Baldwin.
I'm wondering what's going on at the intersection of La Cañada and Lambert. Apparently nothing's been going on for the past several weeks. It looked like you all were getting close. Well, whoever's doing the construction was getting close to getting that intersection back together, and now it's just kind of sitting there.
So we're not allowed to address topics to the call audience, but Mr. Keesler, do me a favor. I'll give you Ray's contact number, and if you want to hang out, it shouldn't be a very long council meeting, Paul can actually fill you in or direct you where to go as far as the timeline goes.
Excuse me, sir, can you please state your name and whether or not you're a resident of the town for the record?
My name is Ray Baldwin, and yes, I'm a resident of the town. I live right up here in Copper Creek.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Nancy Humphrey.
My name is Nancy Humphrey. I live in Oro Valley. Mr. Mayor and council persons, some weeks ago I stood before you and requested that you fly the rainbow flag in front of this building on the empty space. My request was denied. I was told that the flagpole was not a public forum and that others would want to fly their flags. I don't believe these are valid reasons. I have neither the time nor the inclination to relate the entire episode. Tucson is a fine example of what can be done, including their new big crosswalk that they painted in rainbow colors. So too are a variety of cities, businesses, corporations, churches, and public places. With this knowledge and in this 21st century, I again ask for this simple, caring, and accepting display to be approved by you. Thank you.
Thank you. Kirk Astroth.
Good evening. My name is Kirk Astroth. I'm not an Oro Valley resident. I live in that donut hole. I've been here several times to address you, and I actually brought printed copies of some of the information.
He's had it to the town clerk. Yeah. Thank you.
I'm a board member with the Sonoran Desert Mountain Bicyclists group and the head of their research division. And while everybody else has been on summer break, we've been doing research up on the honeybee trails. And I just wanted to bring you up to date on some of the information that we've collected. Mountain bikers use a variety of apps on their phone to map their rides. Strava is just one of those. And not everybody uses it, but Strava is the one that collects the most data on the mountain bike users, and in fact demographic data where they come from. We asked Strava to give us data on the honeybee trails for the last 12 months. We started the middle of 2016, right before the gate was put up and the WAPA trail was closed, and then we measured it for another 6 months after the gate went up. You can see from this report on the front that in the first 6 months of, or in the last 6 months of 2016, a total of 26,000 rides were done out there by 4,200 users. Once the gate went up, the use dropped dramatically, as you can tell from these numbers, down to 9,273 rides from only 1,900 users. But all in all, in 12 months, there were 34,000 rides conducted out on those trails. Where are people getting in now? If they're not doing WAPA, they're using the church route that we pioneered out of the town of Catalina, and there's a variety of other illegal entries that you probably all know about here in Rancho Vistoso, but I don't want to talk about those. One of the interesting things is, from all of this data, you'd ask where those riders come from. Well, it's interesting that those riders came from 45 states, the District of Columbia, and the Virgin Islands, as well as 25 foreign countries, from United Arab Emirates to Tahiti to Japan, from all over. We've now installed our own trail counter so that we can find the best information on bikes. I've put it in a place where no one will find it, but everyone will have to cross over this trail counter on the trails, regardless of whether they come in through the illegal WAPA entrance, the church, the Sandy Wash in Rancho Vistoso, or even off the Edwin Road. We've only had it up there for a few weeks, and in the second handout, in the second page of this handout, you can see some of the data that we collected just in the first 7 days. There were 260 bicycles that went over that counter in the first 7 days. We know that the average ride out there is between 10 and 13 miles. And you can see from this handout, too, the most popular times. Oddly enough, Wednesday is the most popular day, and the most popular time to ride out there is 6 at night, followed by 7 in the morning, and then 9 in the morning. So I just wanted to bring you up to date on some of the data we've been collecting out there. We plan to collect this now as we go into the fall, and it becomes really popular. And I guess the bottom line message I want to leave with you is there's a heck of a lot of people coming to Oro Valley to use these trails. It's an economic potential for you all. We would look forward to working with you to figure out how to cater to the mountain bike community and these 34,000 people that are riding out there. Thank you.
How do you collect this data?
The Strava is one that's on your phone. When you ride out there, you turn it on and it maps your ride, so it tells you how far you ride. But the counter I put out there, it's buried in the trail about 12 inches deep. It's basically a metal detector. It only picks up bicycles. Well, to pick up ATVs, but it's on a single track, so
remember,
ATVs can't get in there.
Remember, we can't ask questions.
Excuse me? Thank you, though.
We can't ask questions.
Really, Lou?
Well, you got your answer in here.
We've only been on hiatus for 2 months. You know that, right?
We'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
It's a goofy rule.
Welcome to government. All right, there are no other speakers, so we'll go on to presentations. Mike, proclamation number one.
Proclamation, Diaper Need Awareness Week.
All right, Office of the Mayor, Oro Valley, Arizona, proclamation, Diaper Need Awareness Week. Whereas diaper need, the condition of not having a sufficient supply of clean diapers to ensure that infants and toddlers are clean, healthy, and dry, can adversely affect the health and welfare of infants, toddlers, and their families. And whereas national surveys report that 1 in 3 mothers experience diaper need at some time while their children are less than 3 years of age, and 48% of families delay changing a diaper to extend their supply. And whereas the average infant or toddler requires an average of at least 50 diaper changes per week over 3 years. And whereas there are no government assistance programs for the purchase or provisions of diapers, and a monthly supply of diapers can cost as much as 6% of a full-time minimum wage worker's salary, therefore obtaining a sufficient supply of diapers can cause economic hardship to families. And whereas the supply of diapers is generally an eligibility requirement for infant and toddlers to participate in child care programs and quality early education programs. And whereas the people of Oro Valley recognize that addressing diaper need can lead to economic opportunity for the state's low-income families and can lead to improved health for families and their communities. And whereas Oro Valley is proud to be home to various community organizations such as the Diaper Bank of Southern Arizona, that recognize the importance of diapers in helping provide economic stability for families and distribute diapers to four families throughout various channels. Now, therefore, I, Dr. Satish I. Hiremath, Mayor of Oro Valley, do hereby proclaim the week of September 25th through October 1st, 2017, as Diaper Need Awareness Week in the town of Oro Valley, and encourage the citizens of Oro Valley to donate generously to diaper banks, diaper drives, and those organizations that distribute diapers to families in need to help alleviate diaper need in Oro Valley and environs. Dated the 6th day of September 2017. And with us, I think we have Leslie Pike, manager in programs and volunteerism for the Diaper Bank of Southern Arizona, who's going to accept the proclamation. And Leslie, as a very modest show of our support of the town of Oro Valley, I think we have just a few packages of diapers there. But as mayor of the town, I would encourage all of our residents to support the diaper need.
Thank you so much. Can I just thank mayor and council for this support? We really appreciate this. Comes at a really good time, especially as we look at the national need now with victims of hurricanes and possibly more to come in the next week. And so thank you so much. We really appreciate it. And you're joining a national effort here. Thank you.
Proclamation number two.
Proclamation, National Preparedness Month.
Office of the Mayor, Oro Valley, Arizona, proclamation, National Preparedness Month, September 2017. Whereas across the nation, September has been designated as National Preparedness Month to encourage all Americans to improve emergency preparedness in their communities. And whereas during National Preparedness Month, there's a nationwide coordinated effort sponsored by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security to raise awareness about the importance of emergency preparedness and to encourage every citizen to renew their commitment to promoting emergency preparedness in homes, businesses, schools, and communities. And whereas emergency preparedness is the responsibility of every resident of Oro Valley, and all are urged to make preparedness a priority and take steps to protect our community before disaster strikes by learning about risk factors in order to protect against injuries, property damage, and potential economic loss in our community caused during disasters. And whereas during the month of September, the town of Oro Valley Community Emergency Response Team, otherwise known as CERT, Pima County Office of Emergency Management, along with community organizations active in disasters, and other local, tribal, private, and volunteer agencies will engage in activities that encourage residents to take steps to make themselves and their families more resilient and better prepared for disasters and emergencies. Now, therefore, I, Dr. Satish I. Hiremath, Mayor of the Town of Oro Valley, Arizona, hereby proclaim the month of September 2017 to be Preparedness Month. This year's National Preparedness Month theme is Disasters Don't Plan, You Can, and challenges everyone to take actions to prepare. Citizens, businesses, schools, and communities are able to help first responders in our community by training how to respond during an emergency and what to do when disaster strikes where we live, work, and visit. Developing individualized plans, assembling emergency supply kits, and reviewing the resources available at www.ready.gov help ensure a resilient and prepared Oro Valley, dated the 6th day of September 2017. And Lieutenant John Teachout will accept the proclamation.
Oh, it's too quiet. We can applaud now.
From the norm. Obviously, the Ready.gov website is a great tool for our residents and for our business community alike to take some pointers away from it to create a more resilient community. We don't have to look very far for what's gone on recently and what's about to go on, of course, with Florida. As the billboards say, nobody is out of harm's way, so take some personal responsibility because, after all, it's going to be 3 to 5 days before the federal government's going to come to help you anyway. So take some personal responsibility and come up with a plan.
Thank you. Mike, proclamation number three.
Proclamation, Safe Use and Disposal of Medications Awareness Week.
Office of the Mayor of Oro Valley, Arizona, proclamation, Safe Use and Disposal of Medications Awareness Week. Whereas misuse of unused and unwanted prescription over-the-counter medications and pills have led to the 263 accidental and overdose deaths in Pima County during 2016, and whereas unsecured and improperly stored, unused and expired medications can have a detrimental impact on the safety, health, and well-being of young children, older adults, and pets. And whereas unsecured and improperly stored, unused and expired medications pose a risk to children and teenagers because of easy access to these medications to consume or sell. And whereas prescription and over-the-counter medications are introduced into our environment by flushing down toilets or pouring them down sinks, contributing to the contamination of our water system. And whereas DisposaMed is a partnership of government, law enforcement, and community groups working together to develop and maintain pharmaceutical take-back programs throughout our region. And whereas since 2009, the regional DisposaMed partnership has collected and disposed of more than 17 tons of unwanted medications, offering citizens a safe, secure, and confidential disposal at community-wide take-back events, ensuring the destruction of these medications in an environmentally safe manner. Now, therefore, I, Dr. Satish I. Hiremath, Mayor of Oro Valley, Arizona, hereby proclaim the week of September 18, 2017 to be safe use and disposal of medications awareness week in the town of Oro Valley, and encourage residents to participate in a prescription and over-the-counter medication take-back event such as the one in October, and ongoing Disposamed events located throughout Pima County, dated the sixth day of September 2017. And with us, we have Keith Bolson, Director for Arizona Poison and Drug Information Center, who will accept the proclamation. Also in attendance, Lieutenant John Teachout and Interim Police Chief Aaron Lashier.
So I just wanted to thank Oro Valley for all the work that they've done in the Disposamed program. I'm on the board for the Disposamed. I'm also the chair of the Medication Abuse Prevention Initiative Collaborative, another Pima County organization looking at this opioid epidemic that we've all heard so much of in the news. And then in my day job, as was mentioned, the director of the Arizona Poison and Drug Information Center. My background, original training, was in pharmacy. So I'm knee-deep or deeper into this issue. Oro Valley has been one of the leaders in the Disposamed program and taking back, and certainly one of the most aggressive. And a lot of those numbers that were quoted were generated, a lot of the hard work that Oro Valley has done. And I believe the statistic can go one step further. It was 14 tons, I think. Is
17 tons.
And I think they estimated it was about 850 pills per pound. So just to multiply that is really a phenomenal task to get those drugs off the streets. So I just want to thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your service. With that, we'll move on to consent. Is there a motion?
I'd like to, Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
I'd like to move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 7-0. With that, one of the consent agenda items was a new contract town attorney, and we have, where did Paul go?
He had to go to another meeting.
Really? Okay, luckily, Gary's our point of contact. This is Gary Cohen, everybody, our new contract town attorney. Gary, welcome aboard. And tell Paul he's out. Now, the other contract attorney that you'll be seeing on behalf of the town attorney up here also, besides Gary Cohen, could be Paul Laux. Unfortunately, he just had to step out and leave. So between both of those, they're going to tag team and really handle the town business. So we want to say thank you, and looking forward to serving the town of Oro Valley residents with you. All right, with that, there are no regular agenda items. Any future agenda items? There being none, there are no call of the audience, so we'll ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
No motion to second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 All right, meeting adjourned. Paul, would you mind
talking to this gentleman?